Monday, the 22nd of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, isn't it an exciting week? We have Heritage Day bang in the middle of the week. We get a public holiday. Yay! I can't wait. I'm sure you can't wait either. But let's think a little bit about what's going on with this Heritage Day thing. What's it all about? When we look at South Africa, when we look at our history, we have to remember that ours is a country with great wounds, and you're going to learn about those wounds at school. We call those wounds colonization and apartheid. And those wounds have many different aspects. One of the aspects was that a lot of people's cultures were devalued by the colonizers from Europe and then by white South Africans under apartheid. So what do I mean by that? Well, the history of all sorts of people who lived here, of the Xhosa, of the Tswana, of the isiZulu, of the Venda peoples, just to name a few, their histories weren't taught in school. Their histories weren't celebrated. But there are other people in South Africa whose histories were also not celebrated. People who were brought here as slaves from places like China and from India. And they had no choice. They were brought here by the English to work in various ways, in mines and in farming. And they had no freedom. And their histories were also silenced. They weren't taught their histories. Their cultures were also undermined. And only Western European history was taught. That was the only important stuff. Now, it might be important, but everybody's history is important. And that's what Heritage Day seeks to redress. To redress means to actually go and do something about reclaiming what is important and healing a wound. Heritage Day sets out to heal a wound that says that some people's stories are more important than other people's stories. And that, we know as Christians, is not true. We know it because we are all made in the image and likeness of God. I want to add another little thought here. And that thought is that all of our cultures are able to have things that are good about them and things that maybe are less good. So it's not that anyone's culture is perfect. Everyone has good things in their culture and things that maybe the church would look at and say, maybe not so good. That's the nature of being human. Just like all of us as human beings, there's not a good person and a bad person. We're all a mixture of both, aren't we? We have good parts to ourselves and bad parts to ourselves. So, Heritage Day is an important day. It's a day in which everybody's heritage is celebrated. And I want us to spend this week thinking a little bit about our own heritage. Who are we? Where do we come from? Who are our ancestors? And we'll talk a bit more about that tomorrow. But for today, let's pray. Lord, as we come to Heritage Day, help us to remember that this is a day about healing the wounds of the past by allowing everyone who lives in our country to remember and celebrate where they come from, the culture and the people who made them who they are. Help us all to see the wonder of your spirit at work in every culture that has ever been. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.